Hi, welcome to Mad English TV. Everyone who arrives in the USA needs to fill out one of these forms, okay? Now, forms like this can be really scary, but don't worry, they're actually really easy, and I'm going to teach you exactly how to fill it out right now. Okay, let's say your name is Rubina Khan, and you're from Pakistan, and you're going to the US to visit some family or friends, okay? So here's our form. Family name, Khan. First name, Rubina. If you have a middle name, you could put it here. Let's just say your middle name is Sonia, okay? Birthday, May 24th, 1989. Number of family members traveling with you. We're just going to assume you're traveling alone, okay? So we're going to put zero. Now, here it's asking for the address of where you're going to stay in the US, right? So we're going to say 123 8th Ave, Miami, Florida. Okay, now this is really important. One time I was traveling to the US and I didn't know where I was going to stay. My plan was just to go and find a hotel when I got there. But when I got to the airport, I gave this form to the officer and he said, "You need an address." So I had to get out of the lineup, look up a hotel somewhere, and put the hotel's address here. Okay, so I want to save you some time. It's important that you know the address of the place you're staying before you arrive in the US. Okay, so let's look at the next one. Passport issued by Pakistan. Passport number, here. Country of residence, Pakistan. Countries visited on this trip prior to the US. Okay, we're going to assume that Rubina is going directly from Pakistan to the US. She's not visiting any other countries on her trip. Okay, so we just put nothing. If you make a little dash, that means nothing. Okay, next we have the flight number. Now your flight number will be on your boarding pass. It'll probably be two letters and a few numbers. So here we have LH462, that's Lufthansa flight 462, direct from Frankfurt to Miami. Okay, look at this, we're almost done. Let's look at one more section here. The primary purpose of this trip is business. Are you coming for business? Well, Rubina's just coming to visit her family and friends, so we're gonna say no. Now here it's asking about food and dangerous items, right? Are you bringing food in? Probably not. So no, 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 no. Have you been around livestock? Livestock means farm animals like cows, sheep, chickens, horses. Have you been around any farm animals? Probably not, so no. Are you bringing any money in more than $10,000 cash? No. Do you have any commercial merchandise? Commercial merchandise means anything that you're going to sell, but we're not going to sell anything, so no. Okay, this area is talking about gifts. What is the value of the gifts you're bringing into the US? Okay, here you see residents and visitors. So we don't need to do the residents, but we need to put something in the visitor spot. If you're not bringing anything in, then just write zero or put a little dash. But let's assume Rubina is bringing in some clothes as gifts for her family members, okay? Those clothes are $100. So then on the back of this form, you just write clothes, $100. That's it, done, easy. Okay, look, we're done. All we have left is the signature and we're finished. It probably takes like 2 minutes to fill out this form, okay? So hey, if you're traveling to the US, I wanna wish you a very safe journey. And if you wanna learn English with me, please subscribe to my YouTube channel and I'll see you over at Mad English TV. Take care.